Rita, please welcome to the Coke Hotline, Terry McBride. Good morning, Terry.
Oh, Brother Rains, how are you doing?
We're well. We're doing great. How are you doing? Where are you at right now?
I'm in my little office at my house upstairs. Got all my stuff here. Listen to you guys this morning. Beauty of the internet. I love that. I pull you guys up from time to time when I need to see what the heck you're up to.
Well, we know what you're up to because, congratulations on the latest number one song on the Texas charts, Call It All Hearts.
Oh man, thanks you guys for playing the heck out of it. I get comments all the time. Eric and Rita are talking about you.
Your stalkers are talking about you again.
Yeah.
They keep me posted. I love that. That is one of the great things about the social side of stuff. Oh. It does keep me up to date. It's usually pleasant and cool. Sometimes it's odd and weird. But
that's one of my favorite things about the Terry McBride fans. Like, your fan base, they are very vocal on social media, especially Facebook.
Oh.
Because
you're right.
If anytime we ever do anything Terry related, we get a lot of feedback. So, I mean, I think that goes to show you're going to be out there on the road. They're all going to be there front row with their phones in their hand tweeting about it.
Well, what's interesting is I get all those comments like, we saw you back in. I went, oh no, where's this going to go? And it's usually something nice and positive, but I'm glad we were decent and good folks back in the day, because it's they're still out there, you know. Now they're becoming very vocal, like you said. Yeah, I can tell the craziest things. You know, you never know what people are going to respond to. Like a picture, I posted this bus that we're getting ready to travel in. People love that, and they want to see more.
Oh, we've already talked about the bus. Eric and I were talking about it yesterday.
It's just so fun
for us to see you so giddy about it, because that's not your first trip on a tour bus, but you're so excited about it. It gets us all excited.
Well, I love it. I love buses. My dad had a bus. My dad went down to San Antonio in about 1976, and he bought a Greyhound bus off the lot. they were retiring their fleet, and you could go down the bus lot and you could buy a bus if you wanted one, and it still had all the seats in it. It looked just like a Greyhound, just like it'd come off the road. And then he brought that home. He learned to drive it double clutching, and he and a carpenter friend they renovated and turned that thing into a really cool tour bus. And then when I got out of high school, I learned how to double clutch, which is not easy with your dad sitting in the next seat. And I ground the gears all the way to Jackson, Wyoming, back. And I fell in love with the bus all the way back then. Yeah. And then we finally worked our way up McBride and Ride. We got an Eagle, which was like the top of the cream of the crop as far as the touring went. We thought we were really something. And then on and on from there. Buses have evolved and changed like everything else, but they're pretty cool. I still get a little giddy, like you said, when I see one that shiny and new. That was pretty cool.
Well, for fans, I think a lot of people never, you would sit outside, and there, back in the day, you'd put the name of the band on the front of the bus. That was a big deal. But only the cool people got to get inside the bus with the artist or the band, whoever it was. And you never really got to see that. What does it look like inside?
Yeah.
The fact that you're sharing that and with social media, for some, it's the first opportunity to see what goes on in there. And I was on a bus not too long ago at an award show, and we were talking, and somebody had never been on the bus before, and they walked all the way back, and they're like, man, this must be great to sleep all the way back in the back of the bus. And I was like, no, that's probably the worst place to sleep.
Yeah, that's where the motors whining and the gears are changing. But I take all that for granted. You're right, I had no idea people were going to get that excited about the bus, but I get it. A lot of people, like you just said, they haven't been on there, they don't know exactly what it looks like. So I realize I'm going to share more stories from the bus moving forward. The guys are up, we rehearsed all day yesterday, rehearsing all day today, tomorrow at SIR, and so then we picked the bus up Thursday. I'll have to definitely show the insides and outside and all the going ons of what happens while you're on the road too. I that'll be fun for me, and if I can share that and people get a kick out of it. One of the coolest comments I got was from a woman who said, wow, this looks a lot like the submarine I was on, these bunks. I went, wow, never thought about that, but that's cool.
It does. There's little bunks there. I mean, you're basically, it does remind me of a submarine now that she mentions that.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, see, I'm getting claustrophobic just thinking about that.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to see it. I don't know how long I'd like to be down there in it, but I think I'll stick with the bus for now.
You're coming to town, Cotton Country Club, Saturday. And I for whatever reason in my head, it's not that I forgot because I keep remembering, hey, McBride and the Ride. Every time we play a McBride and the Ride song or Terry McBride song, I'm like, man, they're coming back to Cotton Country Club. So excited about it. But it's this Saturday, and I guess I kind of lost the date. I can't remember what date it is anyway. But you guys, full band. I saw the picture you sent yesterday. How's it kind of coming together? Was it like getting back on a bicycle? Did you have to knock on the rust? Or those guys have all been playing in different bands over the last year, so it's not like they haven't been playing, although no one's been playing for a year. So talk about that experience about putting it together and hearing those harmonies for the first time.
Well, they're very accomplished musicians. Billy Thomas is the drummer from McBride and the Ride, the original drummer, my partner from way back, and Ray Herndon is the guitar player. Billy's been playing with Vince Gill since McBride and the Ride broke up in the beginning. And he's also in a cool band called the Time Jumpers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're kind of good.
They're whatever, you know.
Grammy-winning band that he's in on the side, you know. But he's a fantastic musician. He was always a great player. And he's a fantastic high harmony, that tenor harmony guy you need in the band, you know. So Ray has been playing with Lyle Lovett off and on since 83. And he also runs a club out in Scottsdale that his family's had for 46 years. And he plays 3 or 4 nights there. So those guys are, like, you know, seasoned playing. They're still at the top of their game. I'm the one that had to practice because I'm playing bass, which I don't do anymore, but I always have, you know. So I've enjoyed that. And we have our original steel player, Gary Morris, who was with us from the very beginning. He's been with Brooks and Dunn for the last 15 years or so. But Gary's played on lots of records that you guys have heard. Maybe it was Memphis, Pamtellis, Dirks Bentley. He's on all the Luke Combs records, and he's just he's like an A-team player, and we've got him back in our band, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We really had a ball on the road. We always did. We always got along, which is the only reason we can get back together all these years later. We just had a blast yesterday, a lot of talking, a lot of laughing, and then we squeezed in some playing and singing, but the harmonies are still there, still the same keys. We were joking about that.
Really?
We haven't lowered any keys yet, but yeah, it sounds so good. Just certain keys songs just sound better in, you know, and we're hitting those high notes. It is fun. It is a challenge, but I like that. So it's going to be good. It's sounding great the first day. So we're certainly encouraged by that.
Talking to Terry McBride, getting ready for McBride and the Ride this Saturday night, Cotton Country Club. I did read the article in Billboard. And it mentioned, we can talk about the class of 89 with Garth and Clint Black, Alan Jackson, but it's talking about that class of 91. Brooks and Dunn, think about this. All came out at the same time. Brooks and Dunn, Diamond Rio, Little Texas, Trisha Yearwood, Hal Ketchum, Colin Ray, Billy Dean, Sammy Kershaw, Tippin, Pamtellis, and McBride and the Ride. 90s music is so hot right now, but I love the article talking about you guys set the standard for what a lot of the kids now. My son is wanting, he's getting all those old clothes that were popular in the early Breast Popper and, you know, all that stuff that was popular in the 90s. The kids are back into that, and 90s country is bigger than ever. Did that have anything to do with, you know, seeing the successes of, you know, Tracy Lawrence's and Billy Dean's and all the other artists that are out there putting these 90s tours back on? Or was it just the love of music you just guys wanted to get back out there?
Well, it's all of that, Eric. You know, we've been talking about it for a while. We talked about this way before the pandemic happened. We were hoping to do this about a year ago, and then we just had to sit on it like everybody else had to do in this business. So, you know, we kept getting some interest about it because, like you said, the 90s thing, it hasn't gone away. We have those – the core fans are our original fans from the 90s, and then it's their children or the next group because – they're as passionate about it as the original fans were because they grew up on it here and their, you know, their folks and friends and aunts and uncles and whoever play that music. It means so much to them. I mean, they reach out all the time to let me know their experience of riding in that truck, that car with that cassette or whatever. It brings back those memories. And it's wonderful to hear those stories. And it's great to know that those songs still, you know, have a place out there in the music world for us to bring them back and have somebody interested in hearing them. Man, it's a great feeling. And obviously it is popular. The guys that are still around, they're working a lot. And, you know, it's something we can really, you know, pick and choose and do some good stuff that we want to do instead of having to just try to put 100 dates on the books. We don't want to do it that way. We want to do good shows for good places and then have the crowd enjoy it as well. You know, it's but we're excited about it. I mean, it'll be a lot of energy. We were known for those ballads, but the bulk and a lot of our set is up tempo, you know, rocking kind of stuff, which we really enjoy. And you got to have that kind of thing when you're doing a concert in a concert setting. So yeah, it's all been great. I mean, I'm still doing my solo thing, which, you know, we're talking about the number one record. That's allowed me to book quite a few dates this year, and I'll be doing a lot of that. My singer-songwriter thing will continue. And then I can also look forward to playing some of these dates with the guys. They're excited about it. It's not like we had to drag somebody in or talk somebody into it. That's the beautiful part of this whole thing. It's like everybody, once we got together and we realized how good, you know, we used to be, how good we can still be, that got us excited. And as musicians, that's kind of what you live for, you know, other great musicians and those songs that sort of inspired you and excite you. And that's where we're at right now. It's a great time for us and hopefully, you know, going to be a great experience for the people that come out to hear us.
It's fun talking about, we're talking to Terry McBride on the Celebrity Hotline, McBride and the Ride, Cotton Country Club this weekend. Because Rita, first of all, I consider you a friend, but also I'm a fan. And Rita was bringing up the conversation I had with a radio dog.
Oh, you should have seen him, Terry McBride. Now, I didn't see it. I heard the story secondhand from someone that did. But after the Texas Regional Radio Awards, you know, everyone got together, had a few cocktails, and they were talking about the Texas radio charts. And there was a promoter who was working a different record at the time that Calling All Hearts went number one. And so her artist had to wait, and had made the comment about, these guys, they've had their time. It's time for the young guys. And you, Eric Raines, came unglued. Eric Raines, who never loses his temper. He was going to throw hands for you, Terry.
I was not going to throw hands. It was a nice woman. I just tried to. What I told her, Terry, is that I hope when I'm older that I still get a chance to play on the field, get a chance to do what I love, and I don't have to wait for the new guy just because they're new. They were talking about George Dukas, and they were talking about you. And Terry's not even from Texas. Yep. I said, actually, he is. There was one point. Right. There was a point in the world where you had to go to Nashville to do all your work. You still kind of have to. There are parts of the industry that you can't do in Austin, Texas, or Lampasas, Texas. But I do feel like that if you love something, that no one should ever take it away from you just because they've already had a shot at it. And Rita pointed out earlier, a good song is
a good song.
Yeah. So we were so excited to see you back playing and to have some success on the Texas charts. I could have cared less. And that was my conversation to her. She's like, this artist should get a chance before Terry McBride. I'm like, why? Should Willie step off the stage just because you don't think he can sing anymore? Neither should our buddy Terry McBride.
Well, all the more reasons why I love you guys. But
I got all worked up just now.
I just love it because Eric never loses his cool. And he's like, wait a minute. You can say what you want about this guy and this guy, but don't you come for Terry. Don't come for Terry McBride.
Hey, I love that. And, you know, and I understand the whole Texas music scene, and I'm just thrilled that I can somehow still be a part of it.
You're the youngest baby artist.
That's right.
The oldest.
Oldest baby artist.
I am the oldest baby act on the Texas chart. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, because of that, allowing me, and you're right, if the song just sucked, I could see there would really be a point there. And what are we trying to do here? I've always taken a lot of pride and, my music has been, you know, a big part of who I am and what I do and represents me everywhere I go. And that means a lot to me. Texas means a lot to me. I mean, my whole album is full of Texas songs and my love for the state that I grew up in. And musically, I did too. Everything I learned about music came right down the road there in Austin, Texas. So, yeah, I get it. I mean, I can understand where she's coming from. I don't agree with it at all, like you, Eric. But thanks for taking that for me. I wish you'd give me your number. I'd love to call her myself and have a little chat.
Ooh, he's the really tan one.
Yeah. No. And the other question that I get often, and I love to, and I don't know how many years it was, whatever happened to Terry McBride? Oh, nothing. He just went and wrote a ton of hits for everyone else. And I love to tell the fact, and I'm not sure anyone realizes, unless they listen to the station or others that are fans of yours, that you went out on tour and played with Brooks and Dunn and wrote a lot of hits for them. And that relationship and that story to me is like, could make a movie out of it.
Oh, the Ronnie Dunn impression right there. I could watch that over and over.
Whoa. Yeah, the Ronnie Dunn. I learned that by sitting on that bus for a million miles. You know, Ronnie and I would write those songs, and then I would sing along with him, the harmony or whatever we'd just written. And then he asked me to sing on the records. And then I'd have to sort of morph into that Ronnie Dunn hillbilly, you know, harmony that fit his voice so I could do Ronnie really well. We're both sort of those tenor singers. We stylistically, we like a lot of the same things and sing a lot of the same songs, which is why we kind of click. I first knew Kix Brooks wrote Sacred Ground, you know, with Vernon Rust. And I loved him and got to know him through that song. And then we were nominated for New Groups of the Year. Then we toured together, but it wasn't until they recorded one of my songs that Ronnie invited me over. And then we just hit it off. And that turned into 13 years of bouncing down the road and writing these hits. And then they asked me to be in the band 10 years into my, you know, hanging out and eating. You know, Ronnie told me, he said, man, you're eating our catering every night. Just come go to work for us. You know, why don't you play bass? I did. My first night in the band, we opened for the Rolling Stones. That was my very first show. So I thought, I guess I could always quit after that. Yeah, no pressure at all. So we were off and running. It was all just fun. And we were having success, even with as much fun as we were having. We were also disciplined enough to still hang in there and write those songs that still live on today. And I'm really proud of all that stuff, too. But it's brought me full circle back to Texas, and I love that. You know, I mean, my focus is on that. My fans are down there. I love that. And I do have property in Texas. So, yes, I'm still a Texan. And and I love that people relate and react to my music the way they have so far. It's a thrill for me and something I hope to continue doing.
Rita, I'm going to have to send you the picture, but I think I mentioned it before, but I didn't have any photo proof until here recently. I actually played on stage once with Terry McBride.
Yeah, I've seen the picture.
At Stubbs Barbecue. It was a showcase for RCA for Rick Trevino, and I want to say the song was Hasta Luego, My Love.
It might have been, yeah.
Who cut that song? Was it David Ball? Yeah, it was David Ball.
David Ball cut it. We cut it on Amarillo Sky. I think it's on that album, too. I forgot.
That was the Jason. Was that Jason Aldean song that you were part of as well?
Yeah, Jason Aldean. We cut that about 4 years before he did. And I got a call from his producer, said, man, Terry, we love this arrangement. It's just everything about it. I think we're going to just rip it off, the whole arrangement. I said, well, I appreciate it. I usually don't get a call when I'm going to be ripped off, so I'll thank you for that.
just go ahead and mail that check in. We're good. No problem.
That's awesome.
Now, I don't think we've had a chance to talk with you since the wedding with the Cyruses.
Oh.
Give us a little bit of tea on that.
Well, it was so good. Fortunately, I knew Billy Ray and Tish from years ago, you know, and they're so sweet. When we kind of got back together and started planning the wedding, and we were able to use the farm at Miley's place. It's beautiful, and she was
Miley. Just name dropping, yeah. Miley.
He's your family now.
I know, it's awesome.
I love Noah. She is the sweetest. I really think a lot of her, and I can't really follow her on social. She's a little
too risque for you.
Just a little too much for a guy my age following her, but I love her to death. Those girls are. They have no problem, you know, being who they are. But it was great. I mean, I tell everybody, you know, it was just fun. It was really one of the sweetest, most loving weddings I've ever been a part of. When that family got together, which they don't get a chance to do that a lot either, you know, they're all going in different directions, and that made it kind of special for them. You could tell how much they were enjoying being together after not seeing all of them together like that, Trace and the whole family. And they have a lot of, you know, there's a big family there, grandmas and the whole thing, and my whole family. And it was fun. And I told people, you know, it was kind of chilly, that wonderful big bonfire that night. And then we all sort of twerked around the bonfire later, and it was nice. You know?
So your son married Miley's brother.
No, my daughter.
Your
my middle daughter.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
My middle daughter married their son, Brazen. He's one of the two boys. And yeah, Brazen.
I could see the twerking Christmas card already for the family.
Yeah.
And that was Wasn't that right about the time when Lil Nas X and Billy Ray had the huge hit at that particular moment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was on fire. It was huge. And Billy Ray, yeah. You know, think about this, man. I have a history with Billy Ray because we toured a lot together. He was the most kindest, you know, just the best guy. Come up and just tell me, oh, he loved those songs I'd written. What does it feel like to write those hits? You know, just so supportive, so good. And we played one show down in Stone Mountain, Georgia. They were expecting about 8,000-10,000 people. It's an annual radio kind of thing. And that year they had 80,000 because Achy Breaky Heart was at the top of the charts and people were losing their minds, you know. And here we were working our way up the charts. You know, we had Sacred Ground out. Top 10, we were excited. Top 5, oh my gosh, we got all the way to 2, and then we were stuck behind Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, that was there for months.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it burned out pretty quick, but still, it was just, of all the songs, you know, it was just, that was a, you know, an amazing event back then. And then all these years later, he's experienced that again, you know, with that Old Town Road. It was just, it's crazy. That, and you get them all together, there's a lot of history there in that family. They're very accomplished people, and they're kind and just have treated us really well. And my son-in-law has been great. We just, we get with together with them every week. We have a family breakfast, and it's just great. It's been good. They're expecting, and they're about to have a little baby boy.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's been great. It's been for all of our family as well. It's an exciting time.
When you see Miley Cyrus on TV, is it weird for you to
You're
think
like,
that's
I know
family?
Yeah. I don't, you know, it is strange because I don't know her well. So it's
right.
Crazy. You know, we're in a roundabout way. We're related. But, you know, she's so out there. She'll do anything. It's pretty amazing. Not to mention, I have a lot of respect for her for what she's come through and been through and trying to survive that business and industry as a grown up now, once being a child star. It's that usually doesn't end well for anybody, and she's a talented person. There's
true.
No, if you like her or not, you know, she's provocative and does her thing. There's no doubt about that. That's who she is, and that's who she's going to be. And but she keeps it interesting, and then when she shows up, she can sing, you know. And I
respect
that about her. She's a ballsy rock and roll chick, and there aren't many of those out there anymore, you know. And she pays respect to all of the older acts, which you gotta love that. Joan Jett, Billy Idol, whoever, she throws it out there, and she's constantly, you know, paying her respects to the people that influenced her when she was, you know, coming along and as well. And I think that's pretty cool. It doesn't always happen, but that's pretty cool of her to do that.
Talking to Terry McBride, looking forward to Saturday, Cotton Country Club. What's your schedule as you get ready for this weekend? You said you guys are woodshedding, rehearsing. So this week, what's your schedule look like?
Well, today we get together from 4 to 8 at SIR. We'll go in early and set up. We have a new tour manager, front house guy, merch guy, crew guy. All that is new. We're all kind of getting to know each other. Restless Heart, they just retired. So we hired some of their people, mainly their front house guy who's familiar with the vocal band. He's a perfect fit for us. He's a great guy. And very serious about what he does, so we're really fortunate to have him. He was on the road with Restless Heart for 6 years, but he's still a young guy, but he's a talented fellow, so he's going to hopefully make us sound really good. And then we do the rehearsal tonight. We leave everything set up, go back in tomorrow morning, more rehearsals throughout the day. Then we bring the bus around Thursday. We figure out if we can get everything underneath the bus. We're trying to pack everything on the bus. Instead of a trailer, some stuff may have to go. I've already downsized quite a few things, but we have to try to get it all underneath the bus because we're small. It's just a 4-piece band, and the Cotton Country Club. I've played there before. I played there as a solo act. No place but Texas will an entire honky tonk dance to just a guy and his guitar. It's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know how they do it, but it's been fun. I've done 2 or 3 things now for the owners there, that venue, and they're great. They've treated me really nice, and they really went out of their way to get us to come here for Saturday night. We've got a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We end up in San Antonio, so it's a nice little run. It's our very first shows, but it's going to be a lot of fun because we're excited about it, and it's going to be good. We're serious about, you know, what we're doing. Rehearsing is a big part of that, so it's going to be good. I hope everybody comes out. If you ever, you know, enjoyed one of those tunes, come out. We'll be doing every single song we ever did. If you came and saw us in 92 or 93 or whatever, it's going to pretty much be that same show. We're just going to relive the glory days, and that's what we're doing. We're just focusing on the hits and the songs that were a big part of that McBride and the Ride era that we were doing back in the early 90s.
Saturday night, Cotton Country Club, cannot wait. And let's sell this one out and get everybody out there and do some dancing with McBride and the Ride. Man, we love you, Terry, and thank you for checking in this morning.
Oh, I love you guys. You know I do. And I want to come see you both eventually whenever you're ready and willing, and that'll be great. And definitely come see me Saturday night, both of you guys. You know, I've got you on my VIP list. It's just up to you if you feel like getting out or not. I'll take you on a tour of the bus. We'll do the whole thing. So
okay, that's it. I'm blowing off Scotty Bennett's wedding. I'm going to hang out in the bus. Sorry, Courtney. Enjoy your life as a married person, but I'm going to the Cotton Club to see the Terry McBride bus.
I've got a bunk with your name on it, Rita.
Oh, I'm going on the road. I'm going to be like Penny Lane.
That's great. That's awesome.
Would that would make my night to see both you guys. So come on. I'd love to have you. You know I would.
We'll be there. If you've never seen this band or this man before, the stories are worth it in itself. My favorite part of this is, it's going to be great, but I like the parts that are not perfect. Because there'll be some energy on there that probably you guys haven't had in a while because you're back together.
Yeah.
That fun early energy of a band. You know, once you're six months into it, it's a completely different machine. So to see some of those dynamics go on, and the fact it's the second night, so any of the problems will be worked out. There's not going to be any problems. I mean, obviously, you guys, you know, like you said, the band has been on fire and playing consistently forever. So to see that out at Cotton Country Club is going to be a lot of fun.
But you as a player, you do get that, Eric. That's cool that you have that experience. And I love your down-in-the-basement drum videos that you shared.
Oh, it got him kicked off Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, I got kicked off because I did a rat video.
Well, what did you do? What happened?
Copyright infringement.
I just copyright infringement. You can't just... I felt like I was doing Rad a favor.
Rad got mad at Eric.
Yeah, no, I think it was Warner Brothers. They wanted their piece of the pie. No.
I'll sign off. You can use any of my music you want. I'll
all right. Okay. Next video. Next video is McBride and the Ride.
Oh, I love watching those. I don't know how you get it to sound that good. My home Zooms or whatever I've done, oh, my gosh, I've gone through great lengths to try to sound good, and they've all sucked. I don't know what was happening. You got it down pretty good. Lighting and all, I've got to learn from you, I guess, because it really sounds good. I was impressed with that.
Smoke Machine is next.
Yeah, I told you got to have it. All right, yeah. Rita, great hearing your voice again. And Eric, it's always great talking to you guys. I look forward to seeing you in person next.
Cotton Country Club, Saturday night. Our buddy Terry McBride with McBride and the Ride. We will see you out there.
All right.
Have a good morning. We're right back after this news, weather, sports. Thank you, Terry. This is Austin's Coke FM.